Here in the studio are Janet Gover, Marketing Director of the Kazoo Civic, Stephen Carver, the Executive Director of the Civic and Director of this production of The Little Mermaid. We have cast member Estefan Kaiser, who plays Sebastian, and we have Lizzie Stone, who is this production's Ariel. It's great to have you here. Stephen, I was surprised to look up just how much the Civic has accomplished in the first 2 months of its season.
Yeah, it's a bigger and bolder season for sure.
Yeah. It started in September, late.
Late September, yeah. Third week in September, we opened with Young Frankenstein. And shortly after, then we opened with Radiation. Shortly after that, we opened with Sounds of the 60s. Then we did our first ever Shakespeare in repertory with the adult version of Macbeth and the youth version of Midsummer Night's Dream. So Midsummer Night's Dream, Little Mermaid, makes six shows since the third week in September.
That makes it a baker's dozen of month.
Right. Well, we have 16 to go, so we're halfway through the year. So we finish up another 10 shows by the end of May.
Well, was this your decision to put in Little Mermaid? Or I assume you consulted with your artistic director, Todd Espeland.
Oh, absolutely. We have also a small artistic committee made up of board members and Todd and myself and Janet, and we literally go through hundreds of plays. We have a play selection or a play reading committee that does recommendations for us that's made up of community members. They read hundreds and hundreds of plays and then offer up what they feel is the best short list, and then we kind of review everything and see how it plays out and what would be appropriate for our Kalamazoo audience.
Disney's Little Mermaid, of course, has a great association with the film and is highly recognized as a favorite, especially among a certain generation.
Mm-hmm.
What are your experiences with this? Did you see the film when it came out?
Oh, of course. Well, I'm a father of two young girls. I've seen this movie hundreds of millions of times. it is a classic tale with a modern twist, and it's just a beautifully told story and that goes back, generations. And so it's a story that speaks to everyone. So that's why I believe that it lives on for so long, and it's still popular today, even with the, didn't it just celebrate its 25th anniversary?
No, we are opening. Here, let me grab that. We are opening our production on the 28th anniversary of opening night on Broadway for the musical theater production. But it's been the film itself has been around for 28 years.
Okay, wait. The Broadway version was 25 years ago, or?
No, I'm sorry. I misspoke. It was released in theaters on November 17th, 1989,
okay.
The film version. So we are opening our production 28 years after the movie
got
opened.
Got it. Well, and since you're on mic, Janet, why don't we get the box office information quickly passed on to listeners here?
Absolutely. If you are interested in tickets, you can call our box office at 343-1313 between the hours of 10 and 5, or you can always order online at kazoocivic.com. And I would recommend if you're interested in the Sunday matinees, you get on it quickly because those are one matinee is sold out this coming Sunday and the others are very close to being sold out. So tickets are available for other performances, though.
Right. It's an indication of that this will be a hot draw.
Yes.
For the season. Is this what you would call positioned as your Christmas musical?
Absolutely. The Civic for a number of years has kind of followed a tradition of doing a very family-friendly musical for the holidays to encourage families to get out to the theater, see the lights in Bronson Park and make an evening of it and introduce young children to theater and musical theater.
Did you ever see the Broadway staged version of it?
I did not see the Broadway stage, but I did see it at the Barn Theater last summer, and so that was my first introduction to the stage version, and I loved it.
How about you, Stephen?
I did not see the Broadway version. However, what's interesting is the tour before Broadway is on YouTube, and it was very interesting to watch that. And when you see how that went to Broadway, you see that they didn't make the use of the technological advances for the time to bring the story to life. And it didn't do well on Broadway. When it first hit Broadway, it closed pretty quickly.
Really?
And Paper Mill Playhouse actually revived it with Disney's support, brought in the original playwright and lyricist and music, and revamped the show and reworked it, and then retook it back out on tour. And that's where now we start to see the technological advances, like stage flying for the fish and the birds and things like that. And the Civic, that's really what interested the Civic. The Civic has always been a technologically advanced producing company. And we felt like for us, Mermaid was a risk for us to take the flying on and do it convincingly. But we were up for the challenge. And that's really what was the sparkle in that show for us.
Well, I remember when Mary Poppins flew up in the air a few years ago.
Exactly.
So, yeah, up for the challenge to make Ariel swim through the sea and transform.
Well, part of what the reason the Civic exists in Kalamazoo since 1929 is our mission and our job is to bring Broadway to Kalamazoo. And we feel that we need to be doing the most technologically advanced shows that we can possibly do with our community of volunteers and our professional staff to make that happen. We've been doing this for 89 seasons.
That's incredible. Well, let's talk to the young people who are going to become future stage stars here. We have Estefan Kaiser, who plays Sebastian, and Lizzie Stone. Why don't I start with Estefan briefly, since you are right on that microphone.
Hey,
great.
Hello.
Hello, Estefan. Good to see
you
again.
I'm getting my radio voice out here.
So I already know that you have extensive theater experience. Are you still at Western?
I am not. I graduated in the spring of 2015.
Okay.
So I've just been sticking around, saving money, and trying to do theater still and keep that passion going.
And work on all the different parts of a theater career, which is voice, movement.
Voice, yep, movement, acting, choreography, everything all in one big bowl.
Now, what kind of role is this to you?
Sebastian, he's more of the glue, I would say, that helps, you know, the glue with Flounder and Ariel to keep, you know, the show moving. Yeah. He's kind of like that confidant for Ariel, that not really a mother figure because her mom is gone, obviously, but that filler, I would say, you know, that person that she can trust, that person that she can go to, and the person that she's kind of afraid to, you know, make a mistake or do something wrong in front of, you know.
And a bit of a model, someone who says, don't let fear be your master. You
know? Right. Go out and you know, live your fullest potential.
Yeah.
You know, go out and well, really, Sebastian is more, throughout the journey, throughout Sebastian is more so what you have, everything that you need is right there. You know, you don't need anything else besides what you have down here in the sea. And, you know, you don't need to. And then once he does discover that she actually wants to, you know, venture out from the sea, he supports it in a way, you know, supports everything that she wants to go for. Make her, you know, not make her happy, but, you know, see that she's happy.
Stephen, you have a look on your face like, I found my Sebastian right away.
Oh, my goodness. Estefan is so talented. It's amazing. He is a unique individual in the fact that he can handle all the disciplines of musical theater in one very talented package. I mean, we're so lucky to have him audition for this show because he is the glue, but he's, as a performer, he's also an anchor, and he's a great role model for the younger performers in our cast to learn and see what a real professional looks like on stage. And we're just so blessed to have Estefan on the show.
Just last spring, was it, you were in The Singing Nun.
Yes, Sister Act.
Sister
Yes.
Act.
And it was a lot of fun. Lot of fun. And I was with Jim that round.
My father directed that show, and Estefan was, I remember when my father was working with Estefan in that show, he said, you've got to come and see this kid. And I said, okay, great. And I remember seeing him, and when I picked my jaw up off the floor and walked over and to talk to him, I was like, wow, this guy is the real deal.
Well, we're lucky to have you. Finally, Lizzie Stone, time to make your introduction. I don't believe we've spoken before, or have we?
I don't believe we have.
So tell me about your background.
Well, I was born and raised in Portage, went to Portage Northern. and graduated from WMU last spring in the musical theater department, just like Estefan.
Mm-hmm.
And
what are some productions that you enjoyed over the last few years?
Well, I've done some regional theater in Iowa. Excuse me. And I've also done quite a few productions at the Civic. I was in Les Mis, How to Succeed in Business, My Fair Lady, Into the Woods, to name a few.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Was Robert Jordan your music teacher at Portage Northern?
Yes, he was.
Oh, great. I bet he was.
Well, he was my middle school music director, so he sparked the interest.
Really? That's great. Well, do you have any siblings who are into theater and arts?
I have a younger brother who is a baseball player at Western, so we are polar opposites, actually.
What do you love about this profession?
I mean, there was nothing else growing up. I mean, it started at a very young age, and my parents were very supportive from me being 3 years old and videotaping me singing random things everywhere. And I don't know. I think it's an opportunity to explore every career path, every facet of life. If you take on a role, you take on another person's life and opportunities and joys. And I think it's a really fulfilling career and life.
What are some of the challenges of being Ariel besides, you know, being a mermaid?
she's a Disney princess, so that's different.
That's and, a profession we don't see every day.
Yeah, exactly. And she's very young. I think we've decided 15, mm-hmm. and I am not 15. So that has been a difficulty trying to get back into the 15-year-old I'm mad at the world type of anger and personality. I think it's also going from being a mermaid underwater to then immediately changing into being a human and not being able to talk for half of the show. That's been a new challenge as well.
That's right. She loses her voice
mm-hmm.
In a deal with someone who has a pretty great voice, Lori Moore.
Yes.
Playing Ursula. I asked you, Stephen, about casting Estefan. What was it like to look at probably a lot of Ariels?
Sure, absolutely. We had 130 people audition for the show. Mm-hmm. And so there was a lot of interest in all the roles, but specifically Ariel. Yep.
And what was it about Lizzie that made you think?
Well, it was a really interesting process, and what Lizzie brought to the table was a real professional quality. You know, when you say you're bringing a 15-year-old to stage, you can't really look at a 15-year-old and hope to find the skills and the experience to take on the show and put it on your back and carry the show. And so what Lizzie really brought was a really nice youthful quality, but yet she's got all the skill that she's acquired over the years, and she brings such a real presence to this role. Being 15, yeah, it's really, really hard, especially when you're not 15. But the nice thing about her skill is that it just lends itself to carrying the show for us. There's never a moment that Lizzie isn't leading the show for us. And so that's really, it became very apparent when we were in the auditions where we were going and what we were looking for in regards to skill level. And Lizzie has it all as well.
Did you grow up watching the movie, Lizzie?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a redhead, so no little redhead girl doesn't grow up wanting to be the Little Mermaid.
What do you think of how they adapted it for stage?
I love it. I watched the one on YouTube as well with Sierra Boggess, and personally, I wish it had lasted longer on Broadway because I think it's wonderful. It brings, you know, as they did for Beauty and the Beast, it's the magic on the screen, and they brought it to stage, and the way they adapted The Little Mermaid, it's so technically incredible to see. I think it's more beautiful on stage than it was on screen.
On the production page on the Kazoo civic.com website, there is a audience information tidbit about be ready for water-based fog, be ready for water-based soap bubbles mm-hmm. as well. So that to me is actually pretty exciting to know, though. There's going to be some effects, at least convincing underwater effects for this. I thought we'd take a quick break and listen to one of the highlights from the cast album. This is from the Broadway cast album, and the song is called Part of Your World. And maybe, Lizzie, you can tell us what's happening here.
Well, it's very similar to the movie, but Ariel has just had a fight with her father. He does not want her going up to the surface, being possibly spotted by humans. He has a massive distrust of the human world, and she's his youngest daughter, and she's never really felt at home in her home, and she's found solace collecting human stuff. And she has had a fight. She has run away to her secret place with all of her collected knickknacks, and she sings a song about how she wishes that she was in a different world.
If only I could make my father understand. I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be so bad. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many out of the sea. Wish I could be.
We're listening to the Broadway soundtrack to The Little Mermaid with members of the cast and company of The Little Mermaid at the Civic Theater. I just was talking to Lizzie Stone, who plays Ariel, about the part, and it's such a... Well, I was thinking on my way in, fantasy is difficult to create when the real world is always intruding, and that kind of special place created in a theater is a way to put aside the real world, but it's kind of on you to make it convincing, to make us believe in these characters from, you know, sort of far-fetched places. But I guess you just do it one step at a time. The piece itself will do a lot of the work for you. With the music together with the dialogue, right, Lizzie?
Yeah, absolutely. And I also think specifically for Ariel, her fantasy, her entire character is driven by her fantasy of becoming a human. And then when she meets the prince, being with this person, and she falls in love with him at first sight. And so her entire character is driven by her fantasy of becoming a human. And for me personally, I mean, always wanted to be a mermaid, so it's getting easier.
Of course, the relationship between the mermaid and the prince is as real a relationship, you know, as between any two people. So that's certainly a grounding element. Who is your prince, by the way?
He is a Western Musical Theater student, and his name is Josh Peduto.
Is this the first time you've worked together?
No, I don't believe so. We've been in a few shows at Western together, but this is our first time playing Prince and Princess.
And you are also, you mentioned you have a father, King Triton.
Yes, I do. Lou Price plays King Triton.
Okay, and they help make the fantasy real as well.
Yes, absolutely. Lou brings such a power and commanding presence to under the sea, and he is basically like our father of the stage throughout the entire process. And Josh, I mean, while I'm struggling with a youthful presence, Josh just brings such an element of freedom and youth to his character. And whenever I'm on stage with him, it's so easy to just be playful and laugh. So and they make it easier.
This is in the second half where you are basically wordless.
Yes, exactly.
So they've all got to do sort of their part as the ensemble to bring it into a real enough place that we believe the mermaid and her prince and her best pal, Sebastian, all of them. Who else can we talk about in the cast right now?
Well, we certainly can't leave out Ariel's best friend, Flounder, and Scuttle, who's played by Marcus, and they are some of her best friends under the sea and in the air, and they definitely help her along her journey to becoming human, and they just shine in their roles. They are perfectly picked for the roles that they portray.
Yeah, there's no shortage of standout roles in this production.
That's certainly true. This is a really large cast, and what's really fun about this is I believe we have a cast of 35, and the voices in this cast are spectacular. Musical direction by Brent Decker, just an outstanding score. It's a beautiful, beautiful music throughout the entire show. It really should not be missed. And I'll have to say, although I'm new back at the Civic, and I say back because, you know, I grew up at the Civic as a kid, but in talking with everyone around this cast, what I've come to see is that this is probably one of the strongest casts we've had that we've assembled at the Civic. And that's not to say that we chose only the most talented in our community. It's just that we had so many people, so many strong performers come out and audition for us that we were just so lucky to put 35 people together. And it's not just the principals that are so make the show so great, and the last number of the musical will prove that there are 35 very talented members in this cast.
Would you talk about the time commitment, unpaid time commitment by the cast members plus all the people behind the scenes?
Sure. It's a big commitment.
It's a dedication.
It's six weeks of planning just with the volunteers alone. And there's what you see on stage doesn't even reflect how many people are backstage making the quote unquote magic happen on stage. For every one person on stage, there is their counterpart backstage. So we have another 30 people backstage making it all happen. And you really can't do a show like this with just performers. It has to be everything. And that's really what the reason behind the Civic is we're bringing in, 70 people and providing them and showing them how to achieve a professional style production. And so for the trade-off for us is that they get a chance to bring their skills and their talent and work in a Broadway style setting with a professional staff. So hopefully they walk away from the experience better for their experience on the Civic stage.
Well, one of the standout numbers is a 60s pop style song called She's in Love. Would someone set up the situation here? Maybe Estefan?
I sure can. So She's in Love is Flounder's big number of... Flounder is so into Ariel, so about Ariel. And then Flounder finds out that Ariel has a prince, or she likes this human. And she's gone, cuckoo for Cocoa Puff. So she's out here, doing crazy things. And so they make this song about Flounder and the sisters have this song that they kind of tell about Ariel. And this is like a groovy little jam that they have together.
I'm talking about Ariel. That's who.
What about her?
She sure is acting fishy lately.
I'll say, swimming in circles, chasing her tail.
That girl is up to her gills in something. She's dizzy and she's dreamy.
Her head's up in the foam.
Her eyes have gone all gleamy. It's like there's no one home. She floats away the days, moping on the coastal shelf.
You ask her where she's going, she giggles like a fool. She barely sticks a tongue down at the tidal pool. It's more than just a face, face it, she's just
She's in Love from The Little Mermaid, which opens Friday and continues through December 3rd, unless December 8th. Okay, well, officially extended a bit. And details are available right now at KazooCivic.com or by calling the box office, 343-1313. In the studio with me here today are Marketing Director Janet Gover, Director of The Little Mermaid and Executive Director of The Civic, Stephen Carver, Estefan Kaiser, who is playing Sebastian, and Lizzie Stone, who plays Ariel. The Little Mermaid is a family-friendly musical, as I'm sure everyone who's ever seen the movie knows, although there's going to be some water-based fog and some bubbles.
Better be.
Now, that last song you said was a feature for the character of Flounder, who is played by Sam Slotow. Mm-hmm. And we got to some of the other main characters, Lou Price as King Triton, Josh Peduto as Prince Eric. Let's hear about, say, Ursula and Flotsam and Jetsam and such.
Well, for me, it was a no-brainer when Laurie Moore came to audition for us, because Laurie and I go way back. She goes a little bit further back than I do because she's older than I am. But that's a little jab at Laurie. But we grew up together in theater together, and so it's a lot of fun to have Laurie come back. And she is Ursula. She tells stories of being in Mire and having people come up and say that she's Ursula, and she's not even in costume at that point. So Lori's a true talent. We're so lucky to have her in this cast, and she's going to be hysterical in this role.
Well, you can't have a good story without a good villain.
And Lori fits that bill pretty darn good, I have to tell you. She is really scary and fun at the same time. It's great to have Lori on our stage again.
There's something sympathetic, though, don't you think, Lizzie, that, Ursula just... She's got her wants. She wants her own thing. So that gets in your way a little bit, but she's so open about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think between Ariel's innocence and Ursula's drive, that's how the story gets there. And it's pretty spooky. Ever since we started tech, the elements have been coming together, and it scares me, and I'm on the stage with them. So it'll be spooky in Ursula's lair this holiday season.
Can you tell us a little more about what it looks like?
Well, I don't want to give too much away. I mean, Laurie looks amazing, and then Flotsam and Jetsam, they are her eels that do all of her bidding for her, and they slither around the stage, and the lighting is just absolutely, I don't want to say beautiful, because in this particular scene it's very dark, and I keep saying spooky, but that's the feeling that I had last night while we were working through that part.
That's what's scary to you. I mean, you
absolutely.
You're in a dark place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, in Disney, what they really did early on in the movies back in the 40s and 50s is they made their villains very scary, intentionally scary. And when Little Mermaid came to the stage, they realized that one of the things, well, actually, let me correct myself. When they were starting to make the movie, The Little Mermaid, what they realized was they had gotten away from the real scary villain in their movies, and they wanted Ursula to actually be scary in the movie. And so that translated onto the stage. And so when we as a production team, we're really going after, we want a very dramatic, serious, scary moment, because that then only highlights the resolution at the end for us.
What is her bargain with Ariel? What are the terms? Estefan.
You have 3 days to get old Principu to kiss you. That's her exact words. And if she doesn't, she's trapped in her watery, hell-soaked lair. That's mm-hmm. her exact words as well.
Yeah, she becomes a lost soul at that point.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
certainly remember the lost souls, the dark creatures in the deep seas that had these glowing white faces.
They're miserable, lonely, and depressed. That's the lost soul.
As the song.
And you'll yeah. see those people on our stage.
Oh, my. Only 3 days, and you can't Only even speak days. To the prince. This seems like a deal weighted heavily in Ursula's favor.
I agree.
But one that a 15-year-old would go ahead and take.
It's very convincing when you, you know, got to kiss the Principu, so.
Well, you'll have to see how it all turns out when you catch the show at the Kalamazoo Civic. Let's go for a number I think that comes much later, near the end, called If Only. And I need one of you to set us up for this song.
Well, the quartet, also titled If Only, is a monologue for the four characters that are in it. Prince Eric is singing about this voice that he heard and he feels very drawn to, and he refuses to get married without finding this voice, but he has just met Ariel, who has lost her voice, and he has no idea that the voice is Ariel, and he is drawn to the voice, and he really wants to find the voice, but he wishes that it was Ariel. And then Triton is trying to find his daughter because she's gone, and he's feeling regret. And Sebastian is there trying to help Ariel through this disaster that she has created. And Ariel is wishing that she could communicate to Eric what she feels. And in their monologue, it is if only for all of them.
I long to say, if only I could tell you what I wish I could convey. It's in my every glance, my heart's an open book. You'd see it all at once if only.
And at the ball, what will occur? Maybe I'll find that boy.
That's from The Little Mermaid, and we heard a Broadway cast recording there. The Kalamazoo Civic production is being prepared and will open this Friday at the Kazoo Civic downtown. Details online at the website kazoocivic.com. Still here in the studio, I have Lizzie Stone, who plays Ariel, Estefan Kaiser, who has the wonderful role of Sebastian, Stephen Carver directing, and Janet Gover, marketing director. And Janet, tell folks once again how to get in touch with the Civic if they'd like to see the show.
Absolutely. They can call our box office between the hours of 10 a.m. and 5 p.m., and there are real live people there to take your call, unlike some other places where you just get robotic machines. And they can also use the website at kazoocivic.com, KAZOOcivic.com, where they can pick their date, pick their seats, pay by credit card, easy breezy. So I would urge everybody to get on the phone or get online as quickly as possible because some productions are selling out.
A lot of people are walking around and living downtown too. They could always just walk through Bronson Park and rent
and pick them up. That's such a novel
idea. Straight to the box office. Park at one of the 15-minute meters. And
it won't take that long.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're here in the last few minutes of the hour. Stephen, what are some of your final thoughts maybe we haven't talked about yet?
I think this is a truly special show. I think this is a perfect show for the holidays. The music in the show is outstanding. The voices in the show is outstanding. The orchestra in the show is outstanding. It is truly a spectacle in the sense that when you put it all together with the costumes, the lighting, the flying, and the music and the voices, it's going to be a really unique experience. And I really urge everyone to come and see the show because this is something that's very special at the Civic.
You mentioned a 35-member cast mm-hmm. plus an additional 2-3 dozen people mm-hmm. Volunteering their time to make the stagecraft work. With an audience in the house, that pretty much makes it all worthwhile.
Well, we are the theater of the community. Everyone who comes to the Civic is participating in their community's theater, and it's a truly unique experience when the audience is there and you're seeing the talent that this city has on stage. It's phenomenal. It's a really unique town in that perspective. And yeah, we can't do it without the patrons. That brings the energy. That brings the mojo. That brings the fun. It is why theater is so relevant in today's society. It's one thing that we can do together as a community, and we can enjoy it together, and we can walk away, and everyone's better for the experience.
I read a profile with a famous name actor whose name escapes me right now. And someone said, who's the best actor that you know? And they said, probably someone working in a community theater that I haven't met, but great performances are happening all the time, well beyond Hollywood.
More people attend community theater than Broadway, than regional, than summer stock, than university, all combined. So that tells you the effect that community theater has across the theater spectrum in the United States. It's a wonderful place to learn the skills of presenting Broadway theater. And that's what the Civic does. And we're blessed to have such a talented community around us.
Well, Lizzie Stone, do you have any final thoughts at the end of this hour?
Just that it's been a dream for all of us, I think, to work on this show. And we would just like to invite the community to come enjoy some Disney magic with us this holiday season.
Well, I wish you a wonderful run.
Thank you.
And finally, Estefan, will you give us your final thoughts and maybe tell us about the song we're going to hear next?
Of course. My final thoughts. This show, like Liz said, is a dream for everyone to, you know, be a part and to share this experience, a live theatrical experience. And there's something for everyone to take from coming to see the show. As well as the performers and the technicians and everyone that's, you know, backstage and working on this piece, that we all gain something from doing this and sharing this with everyone. Under the Sea is Sebastian trying to share with Ariel that she doesn't need to go anywhere outside of what we have here under the sea. And I'm trying to create, or Sebastian's trying to create this big ensemble, you know, all these creatures, starfish and, you know, all everything that you don't need to, you know, go outside of this. Why would you need to go outside of this? It's so beautiful down here. You don't need anything else but this under the sea. It's also, I believe it's a Grammy Award and Oscar Award winning number, I would like to say.
Sure.
Under the Sea. I believe so.
And it's got a great piccolo solo.
Yes.
Yeah, that's an insider perspective. I get to be part of this too. Well, thank you all for being part of the morning here on WMUK.
Thank you for having us.
Have a great show.
The seaweed is always greener
in somebody else's leg. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around ya, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around ya. What more is ya looking for? Under the sea.